my wife can answer all the questions for you.
So are you guys, like, seriously asking? Because we have a lot of mockers here. Yeah.
No, we were talking about, like, some things that we've
done. Gospel good news, loving your neighbor.
Oh, like, okay, nice, because you wouldn't believe all the mockers we get. People saying, you know, so what's going on here?
And then they
start to come to mock you.
Okay, so what we're here to do, I give you a gospel card. Let me give you each one if you want one. It's got the gospel on there on one side, and it's got some warnings on the other side. Okay, so this place here links with all the denominational religions.
Yeah.
Denominational religion is
sinful.
They don't follow God's word. If you read God's word,
yeah,
you'll see that they're not teaching the full counsel of God's word. They teach you to do things God's word says not to, and God's word says do things that they teach you not to. You see what I'm saying?
I mostly agree with that.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy is what
it
is.
It's also really divided, and that's not what the church is meant to be. We have all the...
Well, actually, okay, yeah, there is biblical division, which means if somebody's not teaching sound doctrine, you have to separate from them.
That makes sense.
So look at all the denominations. 40,000 different denominations out there, right? Are any of them keeping... 40-some thousand.
Oh,
yeah, so we haven't found one denomination that keeps everything of God's word.
I think it's
holy is the Lamb of God.
It's not totally impossible to keep God's word if you've truly repented. So let me go through the gospel with you.
Yeah.
It's faith in Christ Jesus, who he was, fully God, fully man, came down, died, and on the third day rose again to be with the Father, right?
Yep.
He defeated hell and death for those who would follow after him. Mm-hmm. And the only way you get that is if you repent.
Yeah.
That's a turning of your mind from who you used to be. I used to be a wild, crazy, partying, sinful
Jesus
woman.
Comes into the world
and when I heard the gospel, I turned from that life. 100% turned toward the Lord. And my life back there is totally different than the one I'm going after now. It's all about holiness and obedience. And so once I repented, I was born again. I got the Holy Spirit within me.
Otherwise, it's not forgiven.
And then when you have the Holy Spirit, like he's been telling everybody, is it a worldly carnal spirit? No, it's a Holy Spirit. So if that's what's within you, you want to live a holy, righteous, godly life that's pleasing to God, right? And the way you do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit, you obey the word of God. And then as you do that, you have to keep doing that. You don't just get salvation and get it all the way to the end. You have to endure. Right, it's not a free ticket, and you can lose it. You don't have salvation today. You only have it if you strive in the truth. And if you're striving in the truth today, truly born again, and you die, you will have salvation, but you don't have it today. But you can have the hope of it each day that you strive on. You can turn away, but that doesn't mean you're going to get salvation in the end. A lot of the people here teach, once you're saved, you're always saved. Nobody can pluck you out of Jesus' hands. That's true, but we can turn away, right? We have to do our part. It's a covenant between God and us. Jesus' blood washed us clean. And now we have to do what? If we love God, John 14:15, we keep his commands. And so
when
what we're teaching... Go ahead.
When you say we don't have salvation today, do you mean like we can have that hope and then we'll receive it once we die?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is a lot of them teach you that, oh, once you say, oh, I love Jesus and you think you're born again... No matter what you do, you got it. That's a lie. You have to strive and work in holiness. Because holiness and obedience to the scriptures, because what we just talk about? Jesus says, if you love me, you keep my commands. If you don't keep his commands, what's that mean?
You don't
love him, right? It's like being married.
Talks about in 1 John, too, a lot about that. Like,
right.
Those who love me will, like, look for me and look, walk in the light. And if they're walking in darkness, like, then really do you know God? Like,
exactly.
We work at a Bible camp, so we've just been...
Okay, so you guys must, if you're studying the Bible, you're going to be seeing through a lot of the hypocrisy here, right? Okay, so let me share some of that with you. So I shared the gospel with you. Some of them might tell you some of that gospel in there, but they're not doing it. They haven't repented. They haven't come out of the world. We're supposed to come out of the worldly ways and be the ecclesia, which means the called out ones.
Yeah.
And we're special for God, just like a bride, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get married, you're special and set apart for your husband. You get rid of a lot of the other stuff that doesn't belong in a marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And then you serve and love your husband, and he does the same. That's what we do. We lose our life, and we follow after Christ. So what does that mean? Well, denominational religion teaches a lot of sin. They don't teach the biblical gospel. They don't teach holiness and obedience. Like, come out of the world, which means like entertainment and fleshliness.
Jesus
like,
didn't
of all
die
this
so you could entertain
they don't teach
yourself.
You sports are sinful. All the movies and television shows are sinful. Believe it or not, God's word teaches women how to dress and how to act. They don't teach that. It teaches men how to dress and how to act. I used to be the biggest feminist. I used to work in the corporate world. And I would like stomp all over men and be bossy over them. God's word tells women that they're to submit to the headship order of men. Doesn't mean that we're lesser than them.
Absolutely.
We're equal in the eyes of God. But when it comes to like biblical teaching and training and husband authority, God has given that to men. It goes God, Jesus, man, woman, and then the children. And then I'll just throw this at you. I don't know if any of you how deep you go in it, but go study 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3. It talks about the holiness of a godly woman. If her insides have been transformed and she's born again, her outsides will show it. You notice how I dress. The Bible says a woman is to wear, in 1 Timothy 2, modest apparel, right? You guys have probably heard that, maybe?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know what that really means? That's a bad translation. It means neat and orderly dresses that are unadorned, and they're to cover our bodies. And 1 Corinthians 11 tells a woman she's to cover her hair in her glory. That's for her husband. So you ladies, probably not married, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. But you may be training up and getting ready and living for a future husband. So you want to be holy and godly for that husband if you're looking for a holy, godly husband, right? And you want to be the same way for him. And so I'm just sharing some of these things with you that they don't teach you. And I don't know, you guys know the bands that are here?
Yeah.
They're linked with ecumenicalism. They're linked with all the evangelicals of all the sins. Okay, let me just throw you some of this on the denominational religions. The pastor, the one-man pastor up there in the pulpit. Pulpit's sinful. It's not biblical. The one-man pastor, the tithe is not biblical. All the men sitting in the pews, sitting there watching one man do it all. It's not biblical. Going to the building and having them type it all out, you know, for an hour and a half, we're going to do this, 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 and this. That's not biblical. When it's not biblical, it means sinful. It's a transgression of God's law. So if you go to our website, dontperish.com, it's on the web, or it's on the card there, it breaks it down. There's a whole lot of sins in there. We just talked to a youth pastor. There's no such thing as a youth pastor in the Bible. See, we can't make these things up. Christmas and Easter. Those are sinful. They're unbiblical. And so we're out here to show people, because we get some people like you that are like, I never heard any of that. Or they say, oh, well, my pastor said that was cultural, that was Old Testament when it's in the New Testament. We're trying to get people to dig deeper because your soul is on the line. You know, Jesus said you got to lose your life to find it, right?
Yeah.
But what does that mean? People just think, oh, I gave up my drugs and my drinking, I'm good. There's a lot more. It goes all the way into the heart. So when your heart has fully transformed, your whole life is going to look different when you're born again. It's going to look radically different from what you used to be to who you are now. It's like an old car. You got an old car, it looks all old and beat up. You take it in the shop and fix it up, it don't look nothing like that, right? You see, in a godly woman's life, you're going to see holiness and obedience, and people are going to be like, well, what happened to you? And they're going to see a holy, godly, set-apart woman who has been transformed. Her life is going to be new. You don't put old wine or new wine in old wineskins, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be transformed. So this is some of the things we're trying to show you. Let me just throw you skillet.
Yeah, we're not saying
yeah,
skillet.
No.
Okay, so you do see through that, and I'm just going to bring that up. That is so wicked and demonic. He was playing at Hellfest. So if you're going in there...
What do you mean Hellfest? Is that like...
That was in France for Wiccans, for people who worship Satan. The same person, the same people are going to be playing in there with all the so-called Christians. And he was just playing with all the demon worshipers, Satan worshipers. And so Romans 16:17 says, if somebody teaches unsound doctrine, they're not teaching the truth. You need to separate from them. So it's not just skillet. It's all of them in there. They're all linked into denominational religion. A lot of the sins I just told you. Do you, like, what church do you guys belong to?
We
mine
go
is
to a free church.
Yeah, like it's a
evangelical free church.
Okay, so they like to pull that off and say non-denominational, but they do the exact same thing.
Well, mine's different. Mine's not. I don't go to any church in Atlanta, but I guess you're like.
Okay, but they all pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah.
They're all pretty much. If you just took the names off from it, you wouldn't be really sure. Maybe a few pet doctrines here and there, you might be able to identify them. But they all look the same. You know the New Testament church, what that looks like? It don't look nothing like what you see here. You know what it is? Holy set apart believers that don't look and act like the world. We don't look and act like the world, do we? We're not going in there. We're called out and separate. We're trying to call you out, too. They met
in
their homes.
You know, I'm asking, what does your guys' worship look like? What is church for you guys? How do you do that?
Romans 12, 1 and 2. What is that?
Hold on. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I urge you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to the Lord.
Every day, every minute, when I get dressed every morning and I don't put on those harlot-looking clothes I used to wear, sacrificing my pride and my vanity. When I don't go sit in the bar and get drunk anymore, when I put all that away and when I go out on the streets and I try to share the truth with you, that's what it is. If somebody gets, these men are really wicked out here, they're coming after me. And I could be afraid, which is a sin, or I could get really mad in my old self and my old feminist and get in their face like I used to do. That would be sinful. I don't do that anymore. I kill that.
Yeah.
And I do everything for him. It doesn't mean you don't accidentally fall into something, you know. It's
absolutely
like one of them, who you think, and then you stop it and go, okay, that's not me, that's the old me. Love my neighbor. Right?
Yeah.
So you just read that, so you know what that is. That's what our sacrifice is. And so we travel full-time. We live in an old van that he fixed up. And we travel around the country full-time. We do events like this. We go stand outside of churches. And would you believe we get more, not friendship, but more thank yous from the people in the gutters, the tattooed guys, the people smoking, than all these so-called Christians? They're the ones that he got beat up at a Baptist church. They're the wicked, just like they did for Jesus. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The religious people hate
it's like the
truth
Pharisees
the worst.
And the,
yep.
The people that Jesus actually interacted with and came to save.
Right. See, you guys have a heart for something here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here talking to us. You'd
yeah.
be laughing and mocking at us like everybody else. And that's, I hope I didn't offend you when I asked you if you were mockers to just check out your heart, because I've dealt with enough of them. We have some crazy Pentecostal tongue speakers and some woman chasing me yesterday in my ear and being all crazy and
I'm
stuff.
I'm proud of you guys for still being here. I definitely think there's some importance being said. And, yeah, I guess I think the only thing I would think about is, like, I'm reading Romans right now, Romans 2, talking about not judging others, because we also are still sinners here on this earth, and the Holy Spirit's the one who does the work.
Well, hold on.
Like you're saying,
two things there. Judge and sinners. Which one do you want to go through first? I want to share something with you on both of those.
I mean, go ahead and start wherever you
okay,
want.
Okay, sinners, if you're born again, if you're a born again, holy, godly woman, you're not a sinner. You're a saint. You might slip into sin, but you repent quickly and get out. Sinners are the ones who have not repented and been born again. So I just want to help you on that.
I guess I don't think that I still have the dead heart that I had before I came to Christ, but I think that, like, I still need his help every day, and part of the process is...
Oh, right. Oh, right. We repent and grow every day.
Yeah.
But here's the key. When you're shown in God's Word the truth, I gave you some scriptures to look
yeah.
up. Now you're held accountable to it. How long before you dig in those scriptures and see some of the things that I told you, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
if somebody,
I think also the scripture that you said also, like, I'm pretty familiar with, and I think I would agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think also just, like, I don't know, like, wondering how effective this has been for you guys and, like, what it looks like to, like, is this, like, truly a loving thing to be yelling at people also?
To
like,
share
the truth.
The truth
can be loving for
to
sure.
To preach
yeah.
the truth. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Hebrews 4, sword, what does that do? Does that rub your back and make you feel good? The Hebrews 4 sword slices you open, and it hurts. It burns. When I read it, I had to strip my whole life down. So if you water that down, are you really loving your neighbor by not giving the truth?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not yelling at people. He's lifting his voice up so people can hear.
Yeah.
You heard, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. People who hate the truth... They walk in, they do, I don't even want to say some of the things they've done to us.
I know.
They walk in and they get mad.
Yeah.
But people who love the truth, what do? they might stand here and listen. And seeds will be planted. But I'm going to warn you. I gave you some truth. God heard me give it to you. You can go test me. Send me an email. See if I'm wrong. Only in God's word. We only respond to God's word. Scripture against scripture. But what I want you to do is go dig and look for yourself. See, we don't belong to any organization. We left it all. We were in American Christianity for like 6 months. When I was first born again, we started reading the Bible. We went to church for... We use a Bible on the Bible. We went to church for like 6 months and we saw through it. It did not line up with God's word. We dug into God's word. We stripped ourselves down and we started walking in holiness and obedience. And then we always encourage people, when we're sharing this, don't just listen to us. We've got a huge website with thousands and thousands of teachings. And all we want people to do is if they go, I never heard that it's a sin to practice Christmas. Where's the scripture verses on that? If you go on there, we got them listed there for you to go do your own digging and seeking and searching. Because I would never want to tell somebody, you know, that's sinful, stop doing that. And they go, oh, okay, and don't test it. Because they have to come from the Word. Absolutely. Everybody has to be tested. I test him. He's my husband. He's my head. He's a good biblical teacher. But I still test him. He tests me. We test everybody. Gospel, good so that's what news. I would Lifting encourage you, you young women, to do is test what I've shared with you against what's going on in there. And let me just share this with you. Maybe this will help you. A lot of people, I've had a lot of women say, well, I don't know. My pastor deceived me, and so I don't know if I trust anybody. Or if I get to heaven, it's going to be his fault because he should know better. And what happens? I didn't test him. Jesus said, be not deceived. That's a command. Yeah. What did Eve do in the garden? Eve was deceived. Yeah. That's a sin to be deceived. Yeah. And God says we're all
she
without
was
excuse.
Too, and that was part of a
right. And Adam sinned because he ate of the fruit, but she was deceived. So I try to warn people, don't let anybody deceive you.
This is kind of a delayed question, but don't you think it's important to be part of a church body?
There's only one. There's one body of Christ, and everybody is to speak the same thing and all be of one mind, all sound on doctrine. And let me share something with you. How many did Jesus say there would be in the body of Christ? How many are going to find the way? Narrow is the way.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a narrow path.
Few.
Yeah.
You know what that word really means if you study the Greek? Puny. Eight people got on the ark. Out of how many? Three people came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Out of how many? And he always likes to tell people this. 600,000 men came out of Egypt. Do you know how many entered the promised land?
I have a question.
Two people. That's it. Two. Few. Oh. So anyway.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. What's Christian?
What American? So I don't know. Do any of you have any questions?
I think the only thing I was a little confused about was more towards the beginning, like talking about the process of salvation and like how it's on us to repent.
The culture.
But like, I think that none of my salvation is at all on my own strength. Like when I repent, first, like when I have the Holy Spirit, then like that's the Spirit doing the work in me. And of course, like I can like
keep the Holy Spirit of God.
I don't know. Like, how do you balance the idea of like resisting that and like?
Because faith and repentance is like the flip of a coin.
Yeah.
You have faith. If you have a true faith, you're going to repent.
Yeah.
If you have repentance, you got to have the faith.
If you have true faith and if you love God truly,
the founder of this place, Bob Prince, unites to Roman Catholic.
Why would you leave him? So, I don't know. Like, how can you?
You're going to forsake everything for him.
If you truly believe in Jesus and love him, you'll repent.
John Cooper,
and
Skillet.
That's part of believing in God.
Right, and God does grant repentance, but it doesn't mean he does it for you. We have a great work that we have to do. We're created to be zealous for good works. So we are to do that.
Yeah.
No liars, no whoremongers, no adulterers are going to inherit heaven. And God knows our heart. If we're truly striving for him or if we're hanging on to our sin. And we're just saying, well, God hasn't done anything for me yet. I haven't been convicted of it yet. You're going to be held accountable for all those sins that you know or that somebody has showed you or the Spirit has been trying to tell you and you keep pushing it down. And because kind of what you're saying almost borders on like Calvinism, the once saved always saved, like they're like the evangelicals teach that's not true.
Yeah, which is something that we have been wrestling with while we think about Calvinism and like the fact that like our salvation is 0% us, but also like what does that look like in your life of knowing like.
Well, you know, James says that our faith is justified by our works.
Yeah.
So if you have no works, you have no faith. Yeah. So that blows Calvinism right out of the water. You can't just believe and go to heaven.
I don't think it.
If you have no works, that's one of them. There's tons of scripture verses that take care of Calvinism. Yeah.
But I think like works are a product of the faith we have in Christ.
They're going to begin immediately.
Yeah.
If you have the Holy Spirit in you, yes. Yeah, so we're not just going, okay, I believe, I repent, and doing all these works.
Yeah.
That's where being born again comes
in.
And it's because
working in us and, like, leading us to do these good works, and we have this faith, we love God, so we want to serve Him in return.
Right. You don't like your sin anymore.
Yeah.
I know, when I had the Holy Spirit, a couple days afterwards, I don't know exactly when it was. I mean, I heard the gospel, I started reading the Bible, and I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I was listening to Eminem. Like, you guys, I don't even know if you know who that is anymore. Old rapper. Death, murder, all this other stuff. Dong, 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 dong. And I was listening to it, and it was like, kill your mama or something. And I didn't even read it. I didn't even know what the Bible said about it all. I just started reading the first few days of it, and I was like convicted by the Holy Spirit going, this is just totally wrong. Done. Fuck it right out, right then. And then I found it later on in the Bible where we shouldn't be listening to all that.
Or all this. Or linking to people who are filled with sin. Yeah. All those people going in there.
They're all going to stand and pray together. We can't do that. If you're holy and set apart, you come out from all that.
I think we're also called to go out and like live amongst them, like to be in the world, not of it. Like,
but you, okay, can I be honest with you? Can I be bold?
Yeah, do it.
You look like the world. You all look like the world. You don't look like holy, set apart. Sisters of mine, I'm not trying to be mean. I would love to help you.
Fair enough.
I would love to help you.
Yeah.
But if you're going in there with them, you look like them, you act like them, you're doing everything they're doing, you're of them. It's not just a matter of your heart saying, oh, I love Jesus, maybe they don't, but you're still going in there. It's like playing the harlot, right? You need to come out from them and transform your life. And that's what we're here to do, is help you.
I think we're also called to help people from the inside, though.
Yeah. Nope, not from the inside. You know what you do? You stand out here like we do and say, come out, come out, come out.
Jesus went into the homes and the sinners.
If we completely separate,
because they wanted to listen to the truth, right? He didn't sit there and get drunk with them. He didn't sit there while they're fornicating on tables. He didn't sit there and listen to all that stuff. He called them out. He shared the truth with them. And then he turned around and walked off and went along. People followed him. If they didn't follow him, he left him behind, right? So you don't go in there. I'm not going to go in the strip club and swing on the pole with the women and hand out gospel cards. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. I'm just going to say, you're biblically naked right now. I'm just sharing that with you. You need to study 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3, only if you're born again. I would suggest go through the gospel and make sure to test yourself. I have to test myself. He tests himself. Even Paul said, lest I be a reprobate. We have to test ourselves, examine our hearts. Make sure we're truly born again. And then if you are, get on that narrow road, because we're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, get away from me, I never knew you. You're in there hanging out with those people, you're playing the harlot, a spiritual harlot. You got to come out and be separate for him and be workers for him. You want people to come out of there? You know who's going to come out of there if you transform your life? A puny amount. Maybe three out of maybe 10,000 or 15 or 20,000 that walk by us today.
I think Jesus heard the same spiel from the disciples when he went into the homes of the sinners.
Yeah.
They were like, Jesus, what are you doing? Why are you with them? Why are you talking to this woman at the well? She's a woman. She's a Samaritan.
What did she do, though?
Exactly.
Did he sit there and hang out and say, hey, I love this music. This is awesome. Hey, you want a beer? Yeah, let's light up a smoke or something. No, he didn't. He was all about the Word of God. If she didn't want it, she would have walked away, right?
He had to be there with her to tell her the truth.
I'm sorry?
He told her the truth, but he had to be there with her to tell her.
Yep, he went to a well. He didn't go into the Roman games. That's like Roman games. That's the world's playground. See, people call themselves Christians. You can't just say, I'm a police officer. I don't look like one. I don't act like one. I don't even have the credentials of it. You can't call yourself a Christian if you don't look like one. You don't act like one. You don't have the fruit of it, and you're hanging around with the world. That's what we're trying to do, is call people out. What people are doing, see, I haven't heard anybody walk by here and say, holiness, yes, holiness, obedience, yes, let's shed our lives for the Lord. You know what we hear? Oh, grace. And, you know, we're going to have sin, and, you know, once we get our salvation, we got it. I want to hear people yelling out, yes, we need to obey. Yes, I want holiness. But anybody who defends the sin, they got a heart problem. So examine your heart. If you love all that, that's of the world. The love of the Father's not in you. You need to hate all false ways. Love the people and stand outside and say, come out, be holy, let us help you. We don't have a body or an organization. We don't go to church or nothing. We travel full-time around the country to do this. We fellowship with true saints online. I have sisters around the world that I fellowship with. He has brothers around the world.
Well, that's why
we got a brother we just met 2 hours from here. So we're hanging around the area discipling him. We're hoping we'll come to Wisconsin. And we love coming to Wisconsin. It's a beautiful place and a lot of people to be able to witness to. So I guess that's basically what I have to share with you, unless you have any other questions or anything. Our website is loaded. I write for women. He writes for men. You got a question? We probably got something on there that will help you look into it. It will give you answers, but you need to dig deeper for yourself. You can ask us questions. We'll point you right back to the Bible, and you got to dig for yourself. But that only comes with a totally transformed heart that wants the things of God.
Yeah, not everybody's called to be a street preacher.
You young ladies look like you have something in you. If you're seeing a little bit, go with it. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you this. We've been doing this for 15 years. And you know what happens? We see it breaks my heart. It really does. It's a big burden for us. We see people are like, oh, yeah, yeah. I see that. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that one. I guess I'll look into it. Yeah. And we see them a year later. They're dark, and it's like God took the light away from them. He said, give it to someone else. The parable of the talents. You know that one?
I know.
Mm-hmm. He gives 10 to 1, 5 to 1, and 1 to 1. He gives 10 talents to one man, 5 to another, and 1 to another. What do they do? The guy who had 10 and the guy who had 5, they multiplied it. The one with the 1, he did nothing with it. He got cast out, weeping and gnashing of teeth. They took it away, and it says, to him who has it will be taken away and given to somebody else. So if you have light, and I see you have some light in you, you need to go with it, because God can turn you over. He can darken you, and he'll take it away and give it to somebody who won't squander it.
I don't think any sin comes from God, though.
God doesn't create sin.
So, like, what would that look like for him to darken our hearts?
Go look at Pharaoh.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. I think the way it was phrased, I just was confused.
Oh, okay, yeah. And he knew Pharaoh. He knew Pharaoh wasn't going to change.
Yeah.
He didn't just go, all right, I'm going to darken your heart so that way I can use you to show my glory. He did use him for his glory, but he said, I know he won't let my people go. Done. Harden his heart. And you don't know when that's going to happen, or if it will. I'm not saying it will happen to any of you, but you don't want to squander it. So if you have a light, go with it. You can lose your friends, you can lose your family, you can lose your pride, you can lose your vanity, you're going to lose your life. Otherwise, Jesus is a liar. I just lost my mom. She hadn't talked to me for 8 years. She hated me. She was a Lutheran. And I kept trying to tell her the truth. She died and she would not let me come see her and share the truth. And 2 days after that, 2 days before she died, my last daughter with 3 grandchildren said she wants nothing to do with me and took my grandchildren away. She got turned over into some kind of darkness. None of them were believers. We were born again. We were partying with our children. They were out of the house when we were born again.
Recently born again?
15 years ago.
Gotcha.
So they were already raised and out of the house, but we'd been giving them the gospel. We have 1 child out of 5. that will let us talk to him.
How did you initially like hear the true gospel? Like what?
You know what's funny about that? He heard it when he was 18, and he got stumbled by a modern pastor, and he turned away.
I think you can't blame other people.
Oh, no. He wasn't totally born again. He heard part of a gospel. Something happened in his heart that he wanted to dig for truth. He got stumbled. He got mad. He'll take the blame for that. But it was one of the wicked pastors out there, whatever. He went into the world for however many years until 15 years ago. And all the time, he said, I'm tired of running. There's been something in his mind, the conscience in his mind, it was driving him crazy. And he said, I'm done. I've got to seek the Savior out. And he gave me the gospel. You know what it was? I left the church earlier than that. I was done with it because there was no love. I didn't see through it. I was a Lutheran. I didn't know anything about it. I was just worldly and lost. And he said, you know what? You're on your way to hell. Don't you know that? And I said, no. He said, yeah, unless you're born again, you're going to die and go to hell. And I was like, what do you do? Acts 2, what did we do? You know, when the disciples, they were speaking tongues in Pentecost, and the men were like, what do we do? You know, to have this. And that's all it took. He said, you get a new heart and a new mind when I asked him what being born again was. And that day, my life changed. I wasn't holy right then. My mind. He's the first one to preach the gospel to me of what he had at that time. And both of us at the same time. I was a feminist, and we had a really tough situation there because we were worldly carnal people in our flesh. We weren't like this. And so he went on his way. We were still living in the same house. But he did his own seeking. I did my own. And then eventually we met and we saw the truth together. So it wasn't like he taught me everything or I shared it with him. We learned it and it brought it together. And God has knit us together to be here. And I'm just going to share this with you. In the first year of being born again, we had like 95% of the doctrines then that we do today. Mm-hmm. So praise God for that. Well, that sounds like that went pretty good.
That was awesome. That couple came up, and you know what they said to me?